Well, James, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations on a brilliant 8-1 victory on Sunday. A hat-trick for Libby Dixon, and, well, a returning debut goal as well for Jess Battle. I mean, how was your Sunday afternoon up in Lancashire?
Yeah, it was brilliant. I think for us, we had a bit of a point to prove, and to be fair, I think that's the first time this season any team has scored, I think it was more than 6 goals. We got 8, so and that's in the league. So we went out there, I think this is the first half, it was a little bit kind of bit wishy-washy the way we were playing. We had a bit of a regroup, kind of changed the midfield setup a little bit, changed the kind of style and approach of play, and then just completely dominated in the second half.
No, great stuff. And last week we were talking about taking your chances, and admittedly we were talking after the Sir Tom Finney game where we scored 6 goals, so you can't complain too much. But there was an element where goal scoring versus our efforts on goal could have been better. But happy with that yesterday?
Yeah, do you know what? We probably could have got a couple more as well, but that's just us being hypercritical of ourselves. Like, there's a couple opportunities there. Jess Battle probably could have got a couple more, but the kind of the game sharpness and stuff. Libby Dixon had one, another one disallowed at the end. But we looked better than yesterday. Like, we were a bit more ruthless in our approach. Like, we had a little bit more killer instinct. That's something we've been talking about recently, is having killer instinct in front of goals. Like, if we're really serious about winning the plate and winning the lead this year and getting a double, we're going to have to take these opportunities. And the weekend before, Blackburn put 3 goals past Salford. So they're not like a team where they're just going to get trounced 8-1, but we turned up serious. Like, we banded together and it felt more tight-knit and close-knit yesterday, which is a good thing. Like, the energy and the feeling around the camp was really positive. So I can't complain. It's been the better feeling on a Sunday than we've had in a long time.
Libby Dixon will take the headlines with the hat-trick, and she took the hat-trick in 8 minutes or so, didn't she? So that's brilliant from Libby.
Yeah, honestly, I said to her, and it's funny because obviously I made the substitution and bought Jess Battle on at half-time, and then in quick succession, Libby goes and bangs a hat-trick in 8 minutes. I shouted to her and said, it's funny that, isn't it? We sign another striker and you bang a hat-trick in 8 minutes there. But she's seen the funny side of it, and one of the concerns was when we were originally talking about signing Battle was that would Dixon and Battle be able to play together? Did it really work out at Stockport? But I think since Libby Dixon's come to FC, we've converted her into a right winger, more of a wide player. And that's how I see her in the team. I see her as a wide player supporting Jess Battle. And we saw it yesterday. Like, we saw chance after chance being created. And Libby Dixon probably could have got 5 goals and 5 assists yesterday. She was absolutely untouchable.
And you mentioned Jess Battle there. That's quite a signing, isn't it? I mean, she watched the game last week, didn't she? And, you know, such a brilliant goal-scoring record the last time she was at Broadhurst Park. So it's hoping she's learned a bit more at Stockport County and can bring that to FC in a second stint.
Well, that's it, yeah. 100%. I think people like these signings, like Battle, and we've just brought in Shauna Jean, and we've got a couple others in the works that we're bringing in. Like, I've said this, and I said it the last few weeks, is this January window that we've just had, we needed to look at this as if it was another pre-season at the halfway point, because there's a lot of teams, and I've seen it around, and I've kind of heard the news of teams in the league who have been struggling for players, and they've had injuries and all these other things, and there is going to be a few shock results, I think, and for us, we probably wouldn't even have had a team this weekend if we didn't make the signings, because we didn't have that great availability this weekend. So us bringing these extra players in now is absolutely crucial if we're going to go forward and win the league, and that's what the goal is for us, and Battle's a big part of that.
And looking at the league table, Curzon Ashton obviously picked up 3 points. They're top of the league at the moment. Salford City picked up a draw, so they're second. FC United, 5 points off top spot. We do have 4 games in hand over Curzon Ashton, the current league leaders, and 3 games in hand over Salford as well. So that takes us to Mosley Hill this weekend. Currently bottom of the table, but banana skins and all that, no easy games and all those cliches. What are you expecting this weekend for Mosley Hill at Broadhurst Park?
Do you know what? When we played them, I don't think they're a bottom of the league side. We beat them 2-0, but it wasn't convincing. Like, I remember my interview after it, I actually said it. I said, these are a banana skin here. If you come here, like, this is a tough game.
Well, Curzon only beaten 1-0 just looking down the results page.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I don't know how they've not won a game yet, because they've got a good few players. They've just got a new coach in. I know there's a decent new manager that's gone in there as well. So I'm not looking at anything, because you know what it is, when new coaches to come in, you've just seen what Everton have just done to Arsenal in the Premier League this weekend. New managers come in and things feel different around clubs, and they get revitalised. So listen, for us, it's let's make that pitch as big as possible. Let's make the broadest pass feel as daunting as possible for teams to come to. These are the games, I've said this to the girls, these are the games that we win. We put as many goals as we can possible, and let's make these big games where the Cheetos and the Salters, let's make them not mean that much to us when we do come round to the playoffs. This has been the strategy this year, is let's take the pressure off these big games where I know like fans like to hype them up and oh, we've got a big game against Salford or Cheetos or Curzon or whatever. I'd like to get towards the end of the league and these games not even really matter, like, because we've already not slipped up against teams like Mosdale. So we really need to start strong. We didn't really start strong at the weekend, but if we start how we finished against Blackburn, I've no doubt that we'll have enough to beat Mosdale. But like I said, we're not counting our chickens just yet.